Civil rights attorneys have filed 10 lawsuits against Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security in what they describe as a first wave of complaints. The majority of the plaintiffs were protesting following the death of Renee Good and Alex Preti in Minneapolis. The plaintiffs described the events that drove them to file the lawsuits at a news conference Thursday. Sarah Allen, one of the plaintiffs, says while she and her husband took to the streets with their community, agents escalated the situation.
In the chaos of it all, after they had deployed chemical gas into the crowd indiscriminately and without warning, Matt and I got separated as we tried to retreat. And next thing I know, I'm hearing commotion behind me. I'm hearing the sounds of a man's voice crying out. And when I turn around to see what was happening, all I can see is a group of masked agents violently assaulting my husband.
Plaintiffs said that following the attacks on their community by ICE, they felt the need to protest. William Kelly, another plaintiff, is a combat veteran and activist who has been protesting what he called attacks on the Constitution in other cities. He called the agents evil, saying that he witnessed multiple violations of constitutional rights. He said he was put in a chokehold with an agent putting their knee to his neck, which is a felony in Minnesota.
They put me in a cell with other citizens, one of which had been pepper sprayed, had been OC sprayed. So we sat in that cell for hours, choking on the fumes of that OC spray. They took our cheek swabs. They took our fingerprints. They never read us our rights. They never told us why we were there or what we were charged with. After several hours, I was released with a little citation, a piece of paper, but they never charged me. They never charged me with a crime, but they stole away my rights. So we're going to continue to stand up for these people, immigrant and citizen alike, because we believe in the Constitution, because we believe in humanity.
The 10 plaintiffs will be represented by various civil rights attorneys. One is Chase Iron Eyes, a lifelong advocate for indigenous rights and director of the Lakota People's Law Project. He says that as we approach the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America, we need to defend the rights that the country was built on.
This is a popular democracy. It's a constitutional republic, but we, the people, have superior rights. So if we witness, like we did here, ICE engaging in illegal activity, unconstitutional activity, like when they dragged that Hmong man out of his house, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. When they snatch and grab people just for constitutional observing, that's a violation of our First Amendment. And we can't stand for any of it.
The lawyers say they expect these lawsuits will be in the courts for years to come. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.